Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome again to Wake Up to Spirit, a Lilydale Blog Talk Radio show, broadcasting live every Thursday at 10 a.m. from Lilydale Assembly, Lilydale, New York. We are both a town and as well as the largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. For those of you who are watching on Facebook, I am broadcasting live on both the Lilydale Assembly, Inc. Facebook page, as well as my own at Celeste Elliott. I have a little black and white headshot, and it's just me. Actually, it's not just me. I am here not only with my very favorite co-host, Coffee. Don't tell my other co-host I said that. But this one makes all the rest possible. Of course, Spirit is ever-present. So should be a really good show today. I was saying I wanted to talk to you all about what I refer to as spirituality and brand loyalty, and how that affects our lives and our sense of being and spirituality every day, and really kind of our core identity in so many ways. So I'm going to get into that in just a minute. If you would like to call in a little later with questions, you can also type in questions, although I'm not taking any mediumship questions online. So it's a little too hard to kind of get that figured out. But if you have questions, you can always call in at 818-739-8818. And also, I wanted to talk about our other Blog Talk Radio shows for Lilydale. On Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m., we have Embracing Your Essence with Colleen van der Zijden, and that is here on Blog Talk Radio / Lilydale Radio. We also have, actually all four of the shows are, then Wednesday mornings, we have Wednesdays with Willa, which is wonderfully titled, I have to say, very cute, and she is on at 10 a.m. on Wednesday morning. All of our shows are an hour at this point. We may have a little bit of a format change post-Christmas, but we will keep you tuned up to date with that. We also have Wednesday evening, we have Journey into Light with John White, and he is, we're all registered mediums here in Lilydale. That means that whatever training we have gone through, we have passed the testing put forth by the Lilydale Assembly Board, and we have our licensing through Lilydale to do private readings here on the grounds. For those of you who have not made it during our summer season, many of us stay here all year round. Many of us are available by phone or I use Zoom as well as Facebook and Skype, or FaceTime rather, and Skype. Readings are not just a seasonal thing for us. I always encourage people go through the Register Medium site at lilydaleassembly.org. Look at whose energy you feel drawn to. Look at their website. Feel them out. Some people choose me because I have big red curly hair. Some people choose me because of my name. Some people read my description of my work and they like that, they feel drawn to it. So, I feel like what it comes down to is that the spirit loved ones pick the medium and then direct the living ones to them. And usually they'll be sitting there and in the middle of the reading somewhere along the lines they'll go, that's why you picked me. Okay, all right. And, it may have been that they had a ton of dash hounds, because that is my brand loyalty. We'll talk about that later. Or it could be that, they had somebody else in their family named Celeste, or they had, there's all these little things that Spirit will go, okay, She's a subject matter expert on X, and she knows about Y, and we'll be able to work with her because of these things. So, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, I feel like spirit is in charge, and that's the important thing to remember when it comes to this kind of work, because when you put yourself out there for service, it's really no longer about you or your brand loyalty. And, you know, when I talk to students, when I'm teaching and I'm doing workshops and that sort of thing, that's a big part of what I will say to them is, you know, you have to make absolutely certain that what you're bringing through, what you're paying attention to, it has more to do with, you know, that it's, you're getting it directly from spirit and you're not putting words in their mouth or a viewpoint, you know. And I think that sometimes, you know, it comes down to training, but you have to know the difference between what is really spirit coming through and what your left brain is trying to do to kind of fill in the details sort of thing, okay? So, you know, it's... We do consider this to be a sacred work, sacred contract work that we're, it's the way that we best express ourselves in life is through this mediumship. And, you know, I feel like so many people say to me that's, you know, this is my calling, and it's like, then that's something that you should pursue on one level or another, whether you're using that as part of your personal spirituality, whether you want to eventually end up doing that professionally, it's up to you. You know, there are a lot of really dynamite mediums out there that are, you know, working one day, one job by day and doing mediumship at night or on the weekends or whenever they can fit it in around their kids' schedules or you know, it's their retirement dream, you know. But whatever spirit calls that into actuality, that's it. So, but it doesn't mean that you have to do it professionally in order to really get that connection with Creator and with the spirit loved ones. So, I will make that a different show. How about that? So, yeah, I want to go back. I was saying something about if you have not made it to Lilydale during our summer season. And that, of course, is when we, you know, really open up for the whole world and demonstrate every day what spiritualism is in the religion, the science, and the philosophy. And, you know, we refer to this as an act of faith. I'm borrowing from registered medium Kim Kelleher, who describes spiritualism as an act of faith through meditation, mediumship, and hands and healing. Now, we do hands-on healing, not the kind you see on, you know, the televangelist shows on television where they smack you on the forehead. Sometimes we're not even touching you. And really, what happens with healing is that the healer isn't actually doing anything. You go to the healer, and you're sitting there, and they help facilitate the energy. But in actuality, you are setting the intention to work with Creator and allow that healing energy to flow into you and through you. Never a one-stop fix, by the way, okay? We do not advocate spiritual healing in lieu of Western medicine, Eastern medicine, this sort of thing, okay? So just bear that in mind, you know, as you're going around, but... it is a very helpful practice. For those of you who have heard of Reiki, although spiritual healing is a slightly different quality of energy, it all comes from the same source. Reiki is a very accepted energy healing practice these days. It has reached the masses in a very big way and is, you know, there are Reiki masters available in a lot of hospitals, nursing care facilities, hospice homes, not because you feel that necessarily it's going to bring about a kind of miracle, but it does give healing on different levels of being. So that could bring a healing of peace of mind. It can, you know, it can soothe. It can do a lot of things in that way. And, you know, so that it becomes a very, very worthwhile thing for all of us. So, so if you did not make it to Lilydale, don't worry, because we're always here. Wednesday evenings, this time of, well, September through June, we do a Wednesday evening healing service. That is a maybe 5-minute lecture or inspirational reading. There is a demonstration of healing. There's a little bit of music, and there's always message service as part of that as well, which of course is mediumship. That is demonstrated in our church services because we believe in an intelligent creator, and we believe in a soul that goes on after the body goes away, and the intelligence of that. And so that's where we get this idea from, this energy. And basically, you know, with the mediumship in the service, because we will demonstrate that publicly. It's a very short kind of greeting, as we say, you know, where we will bring in the spirit loved one, we will describe them, and we will allow them to bring through a message that, you know, will be meaningful and heartfelt and tactful and kind and loving, and all of these things that are, you know, it's meant to be a very uplifting process. Okay, so, you know, there's a lot of ethical consideration that goes into that, that comes with the training, so no worries, okay? And in the on season, the official camp season, as it were, because Lilydale is technically a spiritualist camp as well as a town, I'm just looking up dates here, so if you see me looking a little bit beyond the camera, I'm not trying to be coy, I promise. our official season next year is opening on Friday, June 21st, and it runs through the holiday in the Labor Day holiday in September, which is early. It's Monday, September 2nd. We do have, so that's 10 weeks. But there's programs going on regardless. And actually, we have something very, very exciting coming up here in October. October 12th, 13th, and 14th, we have Fall Fest, which is going to be really, really cool. At least I hope so, because I'm planning it. So Friday the 12th, we've got some really cool things. We have, let's see. Friday night, 6 o'clock, we are playing a kids' movie in the Lyceum. We are doing, you know, like a treat comes with that, so popcorn, a little bit of candy, that sort of thing for the kids. We have nice comfy chairs, so even if you're, you know, just a kid at heart and you enjoy watching a kids' Halloween movie, come on in, okay, and that'll be great. And then also that evening at 7 o'clock, starting from the auditorium, we have a character ghost walk. and really, so that kind of brings up, it's a historical walk. It's a whole lot of fun. We have people in character that were very significant in the camp's past. So, you know, if you're a history buff, if you are interested in this sort of thing and you want to check out the town, this is a really great way to do that. You'll get to know a little bit about the mediums of the past as well as some very interesting tidbits here and there and sort of like what life was like around the time of the camp's founding and who was important and different things. And so that'll kind of take you around a bit. That evening from 8 to 10 o'clock in the fire hall, the firemen are doing a dance, and that's going to be a whole lot of fun. They're playing music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, some modern, a little more modern music. Now, mind you, when I think 10 years ago, I still think that means the 90s, right? 2018. You get where I'm going with this. So, turns out we're really close, a couple years away from being in the roaring 20s again, right? So, I don't know if decades get their nickname until much after, but if they do, if they don't, then you know, I got a complaint here about the words covering my face, so I moved my camera. Hope that helps. So anyway, for those of you, if you want more information about that, you can always go to lilydaleassembly.org. For some of the things, you're going to be able to buy tickets ahead of time on the website. On Saturdays from 10 to 5, we have vendors in the auditorium, and there's going to be all sorts of really interesting things with that. I know and all kinds of activities that are family-friendly. We've got a 5K walk through the grounds of Lilydale, which is going to be super fun. I know that's going to take you out through some of the trails and that sort of thing. And, you know, so that's sort of our first annual 5K fall walk. And we're really, really excited about that, by the way. So we get to show off the town a little bit and have some fun walking around. If you want to run it, you can run it. There will be signs about, you know, where it is. You'll get a little goodie bag with that, of course. That's what we do with a walk or a run. You know, the fairy garden is still around. You can go, you can come, bring your kids, check that out. You know, the fairies do often migrate for the winter. So after Fall Fest, they will be going on vacation. They're snowbirding until the spring when it's safe for their houses to come back and not be under 6 feet of snow. So, you know, if you worry about them in the off season, it's okay. I digressed a little bit, but we have all kinds of really cool kids activities. We're going to have like a little pumpkin patch. We're going to have a pumpkin maze, or pumpkin and corn maze. We've got face painting. We've got hay rides. Hay rides are going to be really cool. You can, we'll have three of those. You'll be able to purchase the tickets online. I believe it was $5, and kids under 8 are free or something. You know, we try to make it very, very reasonable. There's no parking fee. There's no entrance. There's no gate. 1 o'clock, there is a outdoor message service at Inspiration Stump. So if you enjoy that during the summer season, you can come out for that, okay? Also from 3 to 4, there is a healing service in the Healing Temple. In case of rain, the message service will also be in the Healing Temple, so don't worry about that. In the evening, we're 7 to 9, we're going to have an event in the auditorium called Messages and Music. That's going to be really cool. You'll see some live mediumship, public mediumship there as well. So you can just come and enjoy yourself, really. And the guest houses are open. The hotel is not, but Lucy's Cafe will be open all weekend. We'll have some food vendors also on Sunday. This is going to be really good. On Sunday, we're going to have... you know, our normal church services, of course, because first and foremost, we are, you know, a church camp here. So, but at noon, there is the community brunch. They know to make lots and lots of extra food that weekend. And that is a $5 brunch, which you cannot beat. And there's usually like chicken and rice dishes and steamed vegetables. And there's a French toast bake that knocks my socks off, I have to say. Fabulous. There's an egg bake, and you know, lots of really good food. There's usually a vegetarian dish as well, like a pasta or something along those lines. Different things. So check that out. You can, since that is Medium Sunday for one of the churches, you can buy tickets for mini readings and support the church that way. The mediums are volunteers, not necessarily registered mediums, but they are very good, I have to say. And then also, in the mid-afternoon on Sunday, I believe 1:30, I will double-check on that, though, we have smoke healing service. And that is a Native American service, and we have Vinny Narr coming in for that, and he is very well known, and that's going to be a really cool thing. I would suggest to you, because the space will be limited on that, to buy your tickets in advance, okay? So that would be on LilydaleAssembly.org, and that should be up later today, by the way. For those of you who... come out, enjoy, show your, tell your friends about the event and bring them along with you. I'm just double checking here. Yeah, the healing smoke ceremony, and that is the one that people know about with the kind of peace pipe, okay? So there will be smoke. It is a non-tobacco, also non- It's also not marijuana, in case you were wondering, because I had somebody ask me about that. But, yeah, non-smoke product in the peace pipe, but that will be part of the service. For those women who are interested in this, if you are on what is referred to as your moon cycle, because this ceremony in the Native culture is about clearing out. The Native tradition is that you are already at that point clearing out. You don't need that ceremony, so you will not need to participate in that, okay? So just as an FYI, good morning to everybody who's just tuning in. If you want to call in with questions later on, I'm going to try to make sure I have time for that. It's 818-739-8. So Spirit put a little bug in my ear yesterday, a non-literal one, thank God. I would not do well with that, I have to say. So, sorry, a little bit of a nerd joke there, but, it's all good. the other day, I was doing my meditation, and, sometimes I'll meditate just when something is bothering me a little bit, and it gives me perspective, and it helps me just to kind of work through, and, lets me be in tune with spirit so that I'm listening, because I think sometimes we forget to be open and to listen, that is very important. Really, that's a big part of where growth comes from, right? So we got to make sure that we do that for ourselves and for others, to be present, right? That's a big deal. So Spirit was talking to me a little bit, and it was one of those situations in which Spirit says to you, I want you to really think about why this thing or this action or this person is bugging you. And what it comes down to a lot of times is what I have lovingly dubbed brand loyalty. Brand loyalty is not just about going to the grocery store and always buying the same type of toothpaste that you used when you were a kid. Brand loyalty is something that affects big, big parts of our life. For instance, it's how we make patterns, and it's part of how we identify with other people. And how we kind of shape our identity as an individual. So you may have someone that directly challenges your belief system with an idea, and your first thought may be, okay, I'm going to brush this off entirely. Sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes not so much. You know what I mean? So... you're going to have a situation where, somebody rubs you kind of the wrong way, and it's because their belief system is something, that totally goes against your own. I've been a really big part of Women's Day here in Lilydale, that committee for the last year. Very honored to do so. You know, because spiritualism has strong roots in the with the suffrage movement, because around the time that spiritualism was forming into the philosophy that it, you know, where it got its foundation, I should say, in the 1880s, that was around the time that the women's suffrage movement was building as well. And because we borrowed a lot in spiritualism from some of our roots, some of our philosophy and tradition, we were strong in the temperance movement, the abolitionist movement, and the suffrage movement. And some of that comes from the Quakerism, you know, the Quaker roots, the Friends Church, as it were. They were anti-slavery. And they believed in equality. And so some of the biggest suffrage names, like Susan B. Anthony, who came here to Lilydale and spoke in our church, in our church and on our platform, such as it was back in the 1880s, you know, she did so because she had been really ridiculed in other places. And people, and even, you know, because it was considered really, really radical for women to have a voice at that time. And so some of the stuff that's been going on recently, and I'm not getting into that, I'm not going into politics or anything like that, so don't worry. You know, it's kind of rubbed me the wrong way. There's a little bit of a thing within me about social justice where, you know, I don't like to see anybody, whether, you know, it's Joe Schmo on the corner or Sally Schmo down the street, you know, being bullied or maligned or mistreated. And what that goes back to is the concept of the golden rule, right? Because I wouldn't want that for myself. So we have to kind of think about, okay, what are we dismissing and why? Backing off a little bit and just kind of reminding ourselves that, you know, we have a finite amount of time on this plane of existence. And so in order to grow, we have to experience and we have to take in the ideas of other people as well. You know, some of the best minds are capable of entertaining what is outside of their own existence, experience, belief system. You don't necessarily have to immediately adopt it for yourself. You know, if I met somebody today who said, frogs are better than toads, and here's all the reasons why, and if you're not pro-frog and an anti-toad, then we can't be friends. I don't know that I could get behind that. I have no problem with either hippity-hoppity creature. I also don't like to necessarily hang out with them, but that's cool. to each their own, right? But this is a way in which brand loyalty can kind of affect us. You know, being somebody who is part of a kind of fringe religion, and that's what metaphysics can be, and spiritualism can be, because it's not that well known anymore. In the 1920 census, it was the largest religion in the nation. And so for people who said, I've never heard of spiritualism, almost guaranteed that either your grandparents or your great-grandparents identified as being spiritualists, because it was this philosophy of looking at what happened. You know, where does the soul go? What's it like on the other side? And really, we were listening. We were listening as trance mediums brought through information from spirit and said, you know, you want to look at how we're treating each other, and you want to look at doing such and such to improve the world that you're living in, and you want to turn within and look at your value system and put, you know, because the world was changing. That's when technology started to really, really shift the world in ways like even the telephone, think about how much the telephone made a huge difference, the electric light, cars, putting railroads everywhere. And in so many ways, we connected the living together, but did we do it in a meaningful and joyful way? And part of the reason I feel that people get upset with somebody that they come across is that, they see something in them that they don't like within themselves. And sometimes that is absolutely true, and sometimes that is absolutely wrong. But it took me a long time for that idea to kind of gather steam and really help me to understand what he was talking about. And now I kind of go, when I get upset with somebody or I look at a situation, I go, okay, is that because it's something that I don't like within myself? You know how everybody hears their own voice differently than other people hear it because you're within? Okay. It's sort of like that in life, isn't it? Sometimes you don't necessarily realize you think you sound a particular way, but other people are perceiving you totally different. It's not necessarily meaning that it's your fault, but if somebody points something out to you, you may want to go, oh, okay, well, is this really part of my belief system, or was this a tone issue, or was this, and vice versa. We have to be kind of patient and loving with the people around us in our life because it can be the same thing, okay? I brought my little goddaughter a book that I thought was the cutest little thing, and it was about this pig named Olivia, which is basically Eloise as a pig. Kind of classic literature, and I thought, you know, she'd dig it, because I'm kind of the book aunt. That's what I do. I send books, because I love books. And, the ones about mermaids are a hit, which I totally appreciate, because why not? But the Olivia the Pig is a story of a little pig, and she's a little rambunctious, and she's a little hard to love, but she is loved. She is loved for being totally who she is. And those are the kind of books that I try to give my godchildren, because it's all about, you know, really loving yourself and, and being considerate of other people and, you know, finding the true nature of who you are and turning that into a very positive thing. My little goddaughter took that very personally, and she thought that I was saying that she was not such a good kid. Could not be further from the truth, because she is an awesome little person. Feelings are very valid. And, so there are situations like this where, you know, it's about, it can be about one brand and one's, what do you think your brand is versus how do other people see you as well, okay? Because it really does help to change kind of our reality a little bit. It can build on relationships, or it can totally tear them down. Also, sometimes on this plane of existence, because I prefer to think of myself as being more spiritual than necessarily religious. And I think partially because we were really founded by free thinkers, that's a very big part of our heritage and our tradition. When Lilydale was originally founded, it was the Casadega Free Lakes Association. So it was founded as a camp for free thinkers and liberals, even though it was part of the spiritualist philosophy movement. And then it became the City of Light spiritualist camp. And it was City of Light because we were the only people in Chautauqua County to have a generator. So we had street lights. We were fancy. We had lights in some of the houses because they were new builds. hopefully they've updated some of the wiring since then. can you imagine? we all know they have, but that's okay. And then afterwards it became the Lilydale Assembly, and that was taken, the name was taken from the train stop that was just over the bridge where there is now a boat landing. And in that kind of valley area, there were all of these beautiful lilies that were growing, and so it was referred. And I am taking a sip of my coffee. So welcome to fall, by the way, guys, because my allergies came out about 2 days ago, and they're like, well, and we're here until spring, so we'll see. but anyway... for those of you who have questions, do feel free to write in on Facebook, and I will do my very, very best to get to you with that. And also, you can feel free to go to call in at 818-739-8818, and I will do my best to touch in with you there as well. So back to the brand loyalty thing, I would be very interested in hearing about some of your experiences with that and where you found some blocks in your life that you were sort of able to release. I think that part of the experience of being human is that we learn and we grow and we help each other through. For those of you who have been following Lilydale Assembly on Facebook, we are doing 30 days of information facts, meditation facts, by the way. So if you scroll down through that, you'll see all of the different things. You'll also see the reruns of three of the Lilydale radio shows. John White does not publish on camera. He does just the radio, and he does a fabulous job with that. But we are on day 22, I believe, of the meditation facts. Coming up later, November, the month of November, we are going to be doing 28 days of meditation so that you'll be able to tune in every day and hear somebody from Lilydale leading a meditation, and that's going to be really cool. I know I'm going to be part of that personally. And I will shortly have some other names for you. Hopefully they will also be broadcasting on Facebook, but we will find out. How about that? But you'll definitely be able to catch it on Blog Talk Radio /Lilydale Radio. And, do, again, check out the Fall Fest. Allergies. Going back to the brand loyalty thing, because I think it's really, really, really important that, we talk about this a little bit, having to do with, our own belief system, because everybody forms one over the years. One of the best examples I have of this, which I think is hilarious, by the way, has to do, there was a life insurance study that came out in the, I believe it was the late 1800s, it might have been the early 1900s, like before 1910, and it tracked people's life expectancy with risk factors, and this is to this day how all insurance algorithms are based. So the risk factors included, whether you were born male or female, and this insurance gentleman noticed that as people aged, they would put on more weight, and so it became from that that if you put on weight, that you were more likely to die. I kid you not. And so today we have as a cultural norm that if you are a little heavier, that you are automatically unhealthy, and that and that you are more likely to pass. And so if you think about it in that way, really a great basis for statistics, right, that age and becomes the risk factor. So, you know, I mean, I guess it goes with logic and common sense, both, that as you get older, you are more likely to die. various things. But, you know, so we get as a kind of brand loyalty in our culture this sort of concept, right? When we're not looking at other factors like genetics, lifestyle, all of these different things. But we do know through studies that the more you meditate, the less likely you are to have memory issues, including regrowing gray matter in the brain. So that's an important thing. and I have a question here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to. I have somebody writing in by the name of Gail, and I feel like that's kind of that's more of a reading question than it is about today's topic. But if you're able to call in at 818-739-8818 and just kind of give me on here the last four numbers of your phone, I will see if I can get to you with It's just like mediumship. The phone line died and came right back. So I don't know. Is this technically reincarnation, guys? This might be. So for those of you who were listening and possibly got dropped right off of blogtalkradio.com, my apologies. We seem to be having in this area some disruptions with the cable service lately, and that's why I always broadcast technically from my phone, and I use it as a like personal hotspot. So if you want to call in, it's 818-739-8818, and I will see if I can get to you for questions. Also, I would absolutely love to hear some of your stories about shifting your mindset or sort of brand loyalty and go from there. You know, I think the main thing that I wanted to talk about with that is just that sometimes we get into a rut. Right, and we look at the world in a particular way, particular value structure. We never question it. I have a friend from college that came from an African nation and was always told that you do not put cheese on fish sandwiches. It actually applied to all fish. There was no particular rhyme or reason behind this. It was a cultural norm. You don't put cheese on fish. So she came to the U.S., and she ended up in this, like, conference group thing, and they needed to catch lunch real quick. And she ordered a fish sandwich at McDonald's, and she ate it, and she was like, you know, it was really kind of extra good. And, you know, like, what was on this? And somebody said, fish. And she was a little like, oh, I'm not supposed to put fish, cheese on fish ever. And so it ended up that even though her mom and her aunties had always told her, don't put cheese on fish, she called home like she normally would, and, you know, the next time, and she said, you know, I had a new experience over here. I had a fish sandwich, and it had cheese on it. I don't know that the cheese at McDonald's can technically be classified as cheese. Let's be really honest about that. Sorry, McDonald's. By the way, I'm teasing you guys because I am drinking out of my Starbucks mug this morning, which is definitely a brand, right? so just being funny. But, you know, the thing is... Sorry, yeah. Spirit will move you through these things. Spirit will plant seeds for you to help you grow, to help you look at where you may be stuck a little bit. where, you know, because the first thing that we do when somebody challenges us directly is we shut down. We get, you know, upset. By the way, my friend's mom, when she told her about the fish sandwich with the cheese, was her first response was, "Oh, you're not supposed to do that. You're never supposed to put cheese on fish." And her friend, my friend, kind of said to her mom, "But why?" And mom really didn't have an answer for that. There might be reasons in which there was. There are cultural norms. You know, it could have been because they only ate cheese cold. You know, it could have been a dietary restriction because they were afraid that the cheese would get spoiled. So it might have been the cheese in that part of the world from the heat. It could be that it was a religious tradition that was left over from another time or another culture. You know, I look back on, you know, when I was, because I enjoy comparative religion, and in talking to some of my friends who eat kosher, and, you know, I look at some of the dietary restrictions and rules, there were some very solid reasons for those rules at the time. Can you imagine living in a desert culture before refrigeration, conditioning, sanitary conditions, knowing to boil things to sanitize, or you know, cleaning with the kind of chemicals that we sort of rely on these days, and eating. Let's face it. If you're eating pork that hasn't been refrigerated, you are taking a chance. Am I right? So, dietary restriction. It made sense at the time. Okay, so I've got about 11 minutes left. So if anybody would like to call in with a question or something along those lines, the number is 818-739-8818. I lost like 5 people on my list when the phone line got dead. So there's no line for waiting. But yeah, we all have these sort of brand loyalty ideas. You know, and sometimes it's based on, you know, we create these patterns based on what feels safe. If you were knocked over by a large dog as a child, you may not like large dogs to this day. You may prefer little dogs. You may want to be one of those people that carries around a chihuahua in your purse. Or you might be one of those people who has an affinity for dachshunds because your family always had dachshunds. You might really enjoy the royal family, and therefore you're all about corgis. I like anything with fur, for the most part. I have no issues there, although, you know, anybody who knows me knows that I have a little bit of a thing for the dachshunds, even though they are often stubborn and hard to deal with. They're so freaking cute and so loving, and that matters too. So, but, you know, there can be these little things that come up, and you just have to take a minute to kind of back yourself out and think about, why is this really good for me, or why do I do things in this particular way? Because usually what happens is we find one way to do something that works, and we just keep doing it, right? That makes sense, but it doesn't help us necessarily to grow. So sometimes just shaking things up, taking a walk in the afternoon instead of the morning, you're going to see things differently. The light is different. Different people are out. Different animals are out. That can help us to sort of figure out where we are and what we need, and you know, if you always have people over to your house and you go to somebody else's, you may see, you know, something that you want to add to your house. You might experience something food-wise that you didn't know you liked. I love to visit my foodie friends. I like to try different places and different foods, and part of that, you know, it's a new experience. I never thought I would like asparagus until I liked asparagus. I never thought I'd like caper berries until I tried them this weekend. They are delicious. So you never know, right? And so you just kind of, to safely get outside of one's boundaries. And that has to do also with, you know, we can meditate in a particular way and think that it's the very, very best. You know, people will come to me for readings and they have different backgrounds and different spiritual traditions. And, you know, they may have different practices than what I'm necessarily used to. It's not a bad thing. In fact, I think it helps me to learn and grow. And so sometimes they'll say, oh, you know, my guru would have said X, Y, Z. And I go, well, that's very interesting. I wonder where that comes from. You know, and it gives me an opportunity to do a little research. It might also be something that I reject out of hand based on firsthand experience. I had an experience one time where I watched somebody actually tell how do I want to relay this? Okay. So I had an experience once where somebody came in for a reading and they said, my friend really wants a reading, but they're very much afraid to do so. They're not so sure that mediumship is a good thing because they were told by somebody who is mediumistic that if you grieve too much or if you, you know, think about your people too much or love your people too much and you're sending out the thought to them, that it pulls them closer to the people in the living and that it can be harmful to them, that they won't then go on and do what they need to do or it can trap them on this plane of existence and they won't get to spend all of that wonderful time in heaven and on, you know, with the other spirit people learning and growing and playing and, you know, being at peace sort of thing. Let me just tell you, first of all, from my work and experience with mediumship since the time that I was very, very small, that has to be that the person who was mediumistic, A, was not, didn't have any real formal training, okay? I know that that is a belief system that is out there. Usually that's the root of it, okay? It's a misinterpretation of what's really going on because there is this concept that comes from Judaic and Christian and Islamic roots that, you know, once you die, you were supposed to go somewhere, wait in the void until such time as the creator figure comes back, whether that is the prophet or whether that is the Christ figure or whether, okay. So it all comes from somewhere, and it's all good. There is no purgatory here, you know, at least not that I've ever been told about from the spirit people that I've been aware of. Everybody goes home eventually at the time of their choosing. You cannot grieve so hard that you trap your relative, your friend, your neighbor on this plane of existence, okay? There is no such thing as time for them in the way that it exists for us. They have only the infinite. And we will continue to learn and grow and you know, work on our soul path over there. But do not ever think that you can grieve so hard that you can hold somebody into this plane of existence, please, okay? And so that's actually the conversation that got me started on this whole brand loyalty thing. So if you wondered where it came from, there you go. and it made me a little bit nutty as a medium because I felt so bad for my client's friend and I felt so bad for this person who has the mediumship ability but has this thought process that they are somehow doing something wrong because probably the brand that they grew up in told them so. So hug your medium friends because with permission. Because they're trying. Okay, I have time for one caller. I'm gonna tune in with caller ending in 1836 and touch in with you real quickly. Good morning. What is your name?
My name is Gail Marie.
Gail, thank you for calling in. So you had actually written in, and you
yes.
were talking about having had a friend who passed. Is that correct?
Yes, Monday evening at 7:42
a.m. You know, and this is male energy, this friend that passed, please?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because I have to say, I was aware of this energy coming through for you right away, and I'm getting this thing about being very proud of this this hair, which is a kind of brunette tone, straight in texture, the way I get it, and so a little darker, I guess, darker in tone.
Yes. Yes.
So I do feel like I'm picking up on the correct spirit energy, I have to say. Normally I would go into a little more detail, but we have a little bit of a time constraint. There is no longer any discomfort or pain with the lower extremities. There is no longer the swelling and issues that we had as the body was getting ready to shut down on this plane of existence. So know that first and foremost. There was a whole cheering section that was there for him, because I feel that this, in some ways, although we didn't necessarily know that it was going to be at that time, we knew that this was a serious situation. You understand?
I do.
Okay. So I will say to you, know that he was received with love. I feel one very, very strong male figure. It would not surprise me if this was grandfather energy for him, but acted as a father. And, you know, he only had one really strong male role model in his life growing up, and that was this guy. And as he comes through, I want to say to you, your friend, although he had a lot of people waiting for him, he had this one guy at his bedside that was definitely there in order to help him figure out how to release the body gently, and prepare him and know that everything was going to be okay and that they were leaving to go to a party more than anything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was received gently and by people that he loved and vice versa, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. My pleasure. So I've actually only got a few seconds left, so I'm glad I at least got to one caller. And for listening and got dropped off the line, my apologies. So just lots of love and blessing, and I'm wishing you lots of good vibes until next week. Have a really good day. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, and also, remember to go to the lilydaleassembly.org and check out Fall Fest, okay? Come visit with us. We're here all year round. All right. Bye.